I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dejanovic.
Continuing our hot topic from yesterday, things did not go so well for a 70-year-old man in the middle of the night. If you were off yesterday because it was a federal holiday, let's just bring you up to speed. I mean, this man was on Redwood Road in the wrong lane, driving on the wrong side of the road with the lights off in the car. The headlights were off, Dave, and a cop happened to spot him. Sitting in the left turn lane, something like that, and then decided to go straight through the light. I mean, it was a mess out there, and they had to pursue him for a while. And this brought up the question, should there be stricter rules when it comes to a driver's license for older people?
Hanging on to their license.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great question. And oddly enough, this almost never happens on our show. Everyone seemed to agree on the same thing, that yes, there probably needs to be something in place. So what is happening in Utah? What are the laws? Because my feeling is this. Elderly should be able to drive as long as possible.
Okay.
Because there's so much good, there's so much benefit that comes from having that freedom. To move around, to live your life, drive around, that's a great thing. So if we're talking about taking mm-hmm. away licenses, we need to be very, very careful about that.
Well, I don't look at this as walking into somebody's house and like, give me your license and walking out. Sorry.
That's how Deb's rolling.
Because it is tied to freedom. Am I not right?
Yes.
It is tied to freedom. You can get in your car and you can drive anywhere at any time. There is a sense of freedom. You know, if I'm older, I mean, you know, approaching 80 years old, am I going to want to get in the back of an Uber? And tootle around in an Uber, that's my new favorite word now because it makes you laugh every time I use that word. But refocus here, Dave, Deb, refocus. We're talking about, you know, maybe like as people get into their like 60s and 70s. So I thought it would be good to spend some time researching what they're doing in other states when it comes to issuing driver licenses to people who are in their later years. And then compare it to Utah. And then in 10 minutes, let's get a friend of the show, Senator Todd Weiler, on the line live. Because I want to ask him if Utah is going too soft on our grandma and grandpas.
Well, and I hope this doesn't come off as ageist. I'm not trying to say that, you know, if you're older, then you're a terrible driver. But there's a reality. Just like I say 16-year-olds are terrible drivers, right? I mean, the fact is you look at insurance rates and they peak, you know, right, that 16, 17-year-old when you're an early driver and then again when you're a late driver because the data is in that you are on the extremes of your life when it comes to driving license, that's when you're the worst. So let's be realistic about this because we want to keep grandma and grandpa safe and we want to keep those around them safe.
If the state tightens the rules for renewing a driver license, let's say 65 or 70 years old, then does this not take this out of the hands of, you know, son and daughter?
Yes.
Where we heard Amanda Dixon and the just the heartfelt dire conversation that she needed to have with her dad, who was going into Alzheimer's, who went downhill with, she says, within a year and a half. And she took her brother with her, and he was, for lack of a better word, combative.
Yes.
Not thrilled about the idea of giving up his car keys. So let me take you, fly you around the country. Get on the plane. Southwest Airlines now boarding. To figure out what other states are doing. So we took a deep dive into, let's start with Arizona, my home state.
Okay.
Your license expires on your 65th birthday.
Congratulations, you retire, and now you need a new license.
And until then, it's called driver retirement. This is actually what it's called. So your license expires on your 65th birthday. So for me, that'd be 11 years from now. And until then, you only need to get a photo every 12 years. So they don't put people your age through the ringer, Dave.
Right.
But by the time I'm 65, I'll be in there getting a new photo. And then I have to renew every 5 years with a vision test each time. Now, at age 70 in Arizona, we call it AZ, renewal can no longer be done by mail. Okay?
That's great.
Okay.
Yeah.
So hop on board. Southwest Airlines now heading for Alaska. You're not getting my reference.
Isn't that Alaska Air? Okay, go ahead.
Somebody out there got bumped off a Southwest plane this week, and they understand why I'm using Southwest Airlines. Alaska, licenses are renewed every 5 years, but starting at age 69, they may not be renewed by mail. Now let's head to California. Where's my plane? Oh, here we go. License renewed every 5 years, and until age 70, drivers may automatically be granted 2 5-year renewals by mail or online. Now, starting at age 70, you got to renew in person. You got to renew in person. So California's not as impressive as I thought they might be with this, as strict as I thought they might be with that.
Because they're so strict in every other.
I think Hawaii. All right, here we go. Oh, my plane got grounded. Sorry. We'll just have to.
I got you.
Is that American Airlines? If you're 72 years of age or older in Hawaii, you got to renew your license every 2 years. Compare that to younger folks every 8 years.
The reason this is important and the thing I like about this, going in person to the driver's license division and getting your eyes tested, because the older you get, the quicker your eyesight leaves you, right? You just, it's biology, folks. You're not doing anything wrong.
Don't you have to take a vision test, but also a written test?
Sometimes you do. I don't see where it says you have to take a written test.
Right.
A lot of times you're just going in, you do the vision test. Occasionally, I don't know what the laws are as far as taking a written test. My concern is, why isn't there any driving test? After you're 16, they're just like, you're good. You're good from now until eternity.
You mean like a get behind the wheel and drive between these two cones kind of a test?
Absolutely. Parallel park. Do all the stuff again. Because
I like it. I like where you're going with this.
There's not a downside to it, right? It's a small inconvenience, but there should be a test. You should be able to do certain things. And if your skills have deteriorated, then we need to know that. And I'm not seeing any of your flight across the nation that is saying at some point, you know, whether it's 75, 80, 85, whatever that number is, I'm not seeing a get behind the wheel test. You should have to prove that you can still drive.
But in Utah, well, how about if I do this? We'll talk about what Utah does and doesn't do in 3 minutes and then ask Senator Todd Weiler, is there any reason to get tougher on older drivers in Utah when it comes to renewing their driver license?
Dave and Dejanovic.
What does Utah law say when it comes to driver license renewals for folks who are just about 10 years older than me? Starting at age 65, drivers, you have to get an eye exam with each renewal, and licenses are renewed every 5 years here, regardless of age, which was weird to me. Maybe we can get Senator Todd Weiler to help clarify that, because I thought my driver license was 6 years in length. But anyway, I'm not 65 yet, so I don't need to go in for a few more years. So, but when I do, I got to get a eye exam with each renewal. Now, starting about 13 years ago, the state let folks like yourself and me, you can report unsafe drivers confidentially at any age, of any age.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
What happens when you report them?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know if Senator Wyler, do you know, do you go out and like yank the person's driver license away from them if they get reported to this confidential database?
I don't personally do that, no. But what happens is the Department of Motor Vehicles would send the person a letter saying you need to come in and take a driver's test. And it's interesting. I found out about this procedure as a state senator because a father with an adult disabled child contacted me and wanted me to run a bill to repeal this unsafe driver review. Because every time his 40-year-old disabled son got upset with him, the disabled son would report the dad, and he'd have to go in and take a driver's test. So he did it as kind of this passive-aggressive way of getting back at his father when he didn't get his way, his adult father, elderly
father.
It's kind
of overtly aggressive.
So dad became a frequent flyer at the driver license division.
Despite that abuse, it is a really good program because, quite frankly, if you have an aging parent or grandparent and you legitimately believe that they are a risk to themselves and to others, rather than confronting them and taking the keys away from them, you can contact the DMV and let the state kind of be the bad guy. And, Debbie, I want to tell your listeners, all they need to do is Google, you can just Google the term unsafe driver review and it'll come right up with the Utah form.
The reason we're talking about this after an elderly man yesterday was trying to be pulled over by police officers, 2 a.m., driving on the wrong side of the road, no lights on. We've seen stats. If you're over 65, you're 16% likelier to get in a serious wreck. So we're wondering, what do you do? What's a good way? Should there be a litmus test? Should there be a driving test? When I hear about all these tests and things that we can do, we're checking eyesight. Obviously important. There's written tests. What I don't see, and I don't see any state doing this, at some point, should there be a driving test? The older you get, to actually like get behind the wheel like you did when you were 16, and let's go for a drive and see if you're still safe on the roads.
Well, and Dave, I think you raise a good point. And let me just remind you, we have almost 3.3 million people in the state. And, about over 75% of them are adults. And so, the actual get in the car and take a driving test, that's time consuming and that means it's expensive, and most adults are fine. And so the question becomes, where do you draw that line? Now, my parents both passed away at 73 and they were both pretty feeble, by 72. But then you look at people like, let's take Russell M. Nelson, the president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. That guy's 96 and could probably, run a marathon if he wanted to. So it's hard to say. Everyone over this age has to do that without really, really being discriminatory. And we do have laws against, federal laws against age discrimination. So I do think I personally, as a policymaker, I prefer it be done on a case-by-case basis rather than this bright line test.
Senator Todd Wyler joining us live on the line. We're talking about driver license renewals, particularly for people who are up there in years. This came to light after what Dave described happened yesterday morning at about 2 a.m. where police were having to chase down a man who had his lights were out, headlights weren't on, and he was driving on the wrong side of Redwood Road. Things got a little wild out there. Thankfully, no one got hurt in that. But I look at this renewal of every 5 years, which I got to go back and look at my driver's license, Todd. I think mine's renewed in 6 years. But if we're not, to me, 5 years, though, if once somebody hits like 70 or 75 years old, 5 years is a long time when we know that cognitive skills can, go downhill in a matter of months. So are we giving older drivers just too much leeway? Should we have them in there every 2 years to check on them into the driver license division, to check their eyesight, to make sure that they can even pass a written test?
Yeah, and so, I mean, like you said, and I watched it with my own in-laws fairly recently, a decline for an elderly person, it can come rather quickly. So, I mean, are you going to make them renew every month, every 6 months, every 12 months? Because even if you lower the time period, if someone develops, you know, dementia or Alzheimer's, and even in those cases, a lot of people have good days and bad days. It's hard to set a bright line test for everyone because people are different and people age differently and people, you know, people that lose their cognitive abilities, they do it at different ages and they do it at different time frames. So I kind of think a bright line test probably has more potential to discriminate than it does to help.
Do you think there's an appetite, if it is a case-by-case basis, say you start getting pulled over more often, but is there an appetite to have a physical driving test to maybe requalify or...
If you get pulled over.
If you get pulled over, because that's an element that I don't think we have.
Yeah, I mean, again, I'm not opposed to that. But what I am, I think, opposed to saying is, at this age, we're going to start treating everyone differently. Mm. And, you know, I could argue that that makes sense in some respects. But on the other hand, you know, I think we all know people that do very, very well, yeah. You know, well into their 80s and sometimes even into their 90s. And so to start forcing everybody at 65 to do something different, I mean, and we're all going to pay for that, right? Because yeah. Someone has to get in the car and drive around with them.
Or maybe they got to pay for it themselves, right? I mean, it is a privilege, right, to be able to drive.
Well,
anyway.
Then you're taking the people on fixed income and Social Security and charging them more, you know. So.
Yeah, no, I get it.
There's just no easy answer.
That is a great way to put it.
We do it now.
You do like
really
the way we do
like
it. You're
the
standing
way
by
it.
The way we do it now.
The family knows. The family knows. The neighbors know. They see what's going on, and so. You know, I'll tell you what, my own father-in-law who passed away just before COVID, I bought his car, and that's the way we got him to stop driving. And he was 94, and he sold it to me. It was voluntary transaction.
Sure. But, wink, wink, wink,
yeah,
nod, nod.
Yeah.
It was a great deal. You got a $20,000
yeah.
car for 20 bucks.
Where
did
it
go?
No. I paid fair market value.
I'm teasing you. Hey, thanks. Have a great day, Todd. It's good to talk to you. Todd talked about that anonymous system. Remember, we had Kent from Springville, one of our listeners, Dave, call yesterday. His dad had Parkinson's. He could see that he was having a hard time behind the wheel. And Kent wasn't 100% sure, but he thought maybe mom had reported dad to the driver license division anonymously using that program that Senator Wyler was referring to.
We started to have a talk about it. And my mom, she felt that he was a little stubborn. So she actually placed a phone call to the driver's license division, and they called him in to do some testing.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. I love that they have that program. I had no idea this program existed. I didn't know you could turn somebody in if you thought they were unsafe, and then they get to be the bad guy. The driver's license division gets to be the bad guy. That's amazing. Anytime I cannot be the bad guy, that's a victory for Dave.
If I get randomly called to the driver license division, I get a letter in the mail. I know it's you. Hey, straight ahead. Not all Utah schools offer full day kindergarten. KSL TV's investigative reporter Daniela Rivera joins us right next in about 5 minutes to tell us if there's an appetite to change that.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.